Jill here with headlines and hits. If you liked Cruella, you're in luck. A sequel is in early development at Disney. There's no word yet if Emma Stone is returning, but the Cruella director and screenwriter will return. Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, is officially coming out on July 16th. It will highlight clips from Anthony's book tours, travels, and home life. Finally, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are reportedly planning their activities for the next few months. A source says they want to spend as much time together as they can. For more headlines and hits, head to WHUD.com. I'm Jill.
And we're Mike and Casey. Good morning. It's 8:46.
Of course, you know him from season 11 of American Idol 2012, I should say. Phillip Phillips. Yeah, he's an American Idol, and he's coming back to Ridgefield Playhouse in 2 months. And right now, he's writing music, recording music, and loves being a daddy to his son named Patch.
Just ready to get back to somewhat normal with playing some live shows.
You know, I brought your name up to my cubicle mate next to me, a saleswoman named Janet, and she's like, oh my God, he was my favorite American Idol. His season, I knew he was going to win. I knew he was going to win.
People have said that before. I was like, man, if y'all knew that, y'all should have gone gambling and made some money and then split the profit with me, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I appreciate the sport. And, yeah, I do hear that. And then other people kind of, you know, maybe thought I wasn't going to win, which is like, oh, cool. You were wrong, but cool. Appreciate it, man. Or lady, so I have fun with it. I'm a pretty easygoing guy, but I always appreciate any support that I get.
So now, have you taken the year plus or whatever to work on new music, or you just taking care of the new baby?
Both. Yeah, he's a little over 18 months now, and just a handful. Yeah, just busy boy, but he's pretty sweet. I'm actually in Nashville right now recording and also writing a little bit, just trying to get some music done. You know, you write a song, and you're like, oh, great. And then maybe a couple of days later, I'll write another one that beats it, and you're like, okay, well, shoot, let me knock this one off to the side. It's a good feeling when you're beating other songs that you've written. It kind of just feels like it's getting better and better. So it's hard to write good music. Oh, man, if you don't really work, I'm like, you go in a room for a day with four walls and try to write a song that everyone's going to like. Tell me it's not work. You know, it's hard work, but, it's fun. You know, you get to create something that's not just personal to you, but it'll have a totally different meaning for someone else in the future when they hear it, you know, and that's what I love about music.
Yeah, just go in a room. You think that's easy?
No, can't be easy, but he's good at it.
I love him talking about his son, Patch, too. It named after the movie with...
Robin Williams.
Patch.
Wow.
Patch Adams, yeah. He thought it was a unique name, and there weren't any other Patches that they knew of, he and his wife, so that was the name they came up with for their 18-month-old boy. I love it. And now we're going to send you to Ridgefield Playhouse to see Phillip Phillips in concert 2 months from today, August 7th.
Saturday, August 7th, 7:30 p.m. outside in the tent. Phillip Phillips, caller 7, you're going.
Oh, let's do it. Caller number 7, call the Wall Hour Paint, Hardware, and Design Contest line, 1-877-274-9483. The Wall Hour Paint, Hardware, and Design Contest line, 1-877-274-9483 for the Phillip Phillips ticket. Two of them, in fact, at 7:30, August 7th. That's a Saturday night at Ridgefield Playhouse outside in the performance tent.